Here's information, call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816. Again, 1-800-358-7816.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now.
800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problems solved. Call 800-291-6670 today.
Flag.
I'm Rich Ackerman. This report is brought to you by Golfsmith. People that would do anything for golf deserve a store that would do anything for golfers. At Golfsmith, certified club fitters help you get the right gear. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. The Minnesota Timberwolves hold the number one pick in tonight's NBA draft and were the big winners in the draft lottery, despite already having the last two number one picks on their roster. And they acquired Kevin Garnett at the trade deadline to mentor their young players. Karl Anthony Towns, who could be selected with that top pick this evening, wouldn't mind being his pupil either.
If I was honored and privileged to be part of the Minnesota Timberwolves and be possibly his teammate, just to learn under a legend like him, he is a winner, and I want to be just like him in that aspect.
Towns is one of several potential first-rounders from Kentucky. There's also Willie Cauley-Stein and Trey Lyles. Head coach John Calipari told Mike Francesa on WFAN, Devin Booker could be the biggest sleeper and compared him to one star.
He's the youngest player in the draft, and every shot that Klay Thompson made helped him. Every time that Klay Thompson made baskets, it helped him because everybody's looking at him and saying it's another Klay Thompson.
Baseball this afternoon, bottom of the eighth, and Detroit has just tied Chicago at five. Bottom seven, the Orioles with an 8-5 lead over the Red Sox. Matt Wieters, his third home run in this one for Baltimore. Top of the seventh, it's Oakland and Texas even at three. And in the National League, bottom of the sixth, the Mets looking to halt a seven-game slide. Lead Milwaukee 1-0. Bottom five, it's the Dodgers 4, Cubs nothing. Top of the fourth, no score between the Diamondbacks and Rockies. Top two, San Francisco with a 2-0 lead over the Padres. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Jim Rome here, and I've got $5,000 to give to the winner of the Smack-Off. Who is it going to be? Find out tomorrow at 12 Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Later on this hour, we'll take you to L.A. I can't physically take you to L.A., but kind of emotionally we'll go there. Well, I'll just get into traffic, enjoy the hot, sunny weather with no humidity, right? No water either. We'll find out. Who the Lakers going to take at two? Are the Lakers trading for DeMarcus Cousins? We'll discuss that more upcoming in moments. Then we'll take it to New York, site of the NBA draft. The Knicks are on the clock at four. What are they going to do? And how does free agency affect what they want to do at four? Do they want to trade back? And then the Portland Trailblazers made a trade last night, and multiple reports have LaMarcus Aldridge out. See ya. Done. Peace. Deuces to Portland. What does that mean for the Trailblazers? That's upcoming later on this hour. John Rothstein, CBS College Basketball Insider, continues to join us for just a moment. I encourage you to follow John on Twitter throughout the afternoon. Follow him every day because he's humble and hungry every morning. But because he's got nuggets like these, what do you got? Three or four, you said?
Five.
You said three. Now you got five.
I know. I'm sorry.
Go. Do you understand tight?
Kentucky's Devin Booker is in the mix with the Detroit Pistons at the eight.
What does in the mix mean?
In the mix, what it means, in the mix for. He's in the mix at number eight.
Is he going to Detroit?
That's why I said in the mix. He's being under consideration for Detroit at number eight. He's unlikely to slide past Charlotte at number nine.
Okay, good. Even though they made made some trades for more shooting.
I know that the Hornets loved Devin Booker.
I love Devin Booker, but they just got Nick Batum, and they just got Jeremy Lamb.
Okay, that's fine.
I like Lamb. Anybody else like Lamb?
All right.
Lamb is good.
Stanley Johnson is, again, very much in the mix for the Heat at number 10. He is unlikely to, go past the Heat at 10. As right. you know,
The
Heat like Stanley Johnson.
Got it.
The Atlanta Hawks like Arkansas power forward Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis. Can he shoot the three? Because all they care about is shooting the three.
What?
Klug loves it.
I'm just emptying my notebook right now.
Go.
He's set to be tight.
Go. I like it. Bobby Portis.
All right. Jaren Grant is expected to go in the 14 to 20 range. The guard from Notre Dame. He will be in the green room. Okay. And
well, it's Notre Dame. He's got to be in the green room, right?
Well played. Two guys on the short list for the Grizzlies before these trades were two UNLV players, Christian Wood and Rashad Vaughn. And also, we talked a lot this week about potential late first, early second round steals. The Boston Celtics and Los Angeles Lakers have done extensive research this week on Oregon combo guard Joseph Young.
All right, good. Joe Young, whose dad played, of course, at the University of Houston, as did Justice Winslow's dad play there. John Rothstein, he'll be here all week trying the veal. Or the lamb. Good work, dude.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Appreciate it. Really impressive, though, that you came here without a kerchief and a tie. And I've never seen you without a tie and a
kerchief. It's a handkerchief.
It's a kerchief. That's what a kerchief is.
Yeah, I never heard it as a kerchief before.
Kerchief.
No, you have to. When you do, radio or even if, you're going to, an AAU tournament, you can't go suit, tie, handkerchief.
There are some people who actually fill in on this show who wear a coat and tie. Damon Amendola does come in coat and tie, doesn't he?
He wears the coat while he fills in?
He does.
That's a bold statement. On that note.
Doesn't he? He does. Does he have a tie? He's had a tie on. Not when you're here. You're not here when I'm not
here. One time he did because he was going to a party afterwards.
I heard he got some chops busted because it was
multiple
times.
Tough to sit in a chair and wear a jacket.
It is, but unfortunately we do that on set. Anyway, goodbye, Rusty, and I'm done with you.
Later.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So the big question is DeMarcus Cousins and whether or not he'll be traded, right? Or maybe the Lakers at two. Now, it appears like the Cousins thing is happening. It's going to happen, right? Because you can't, whether it's going to happen with the Lakers or not, that's a different question. But it's going to happen. I mean, the logic behind it is simple. Once you start calling divorce attorneys and you start going that's my stuff, that's her stuff, that's my stuff, that's her stuff, you can't really dial it back in, right? I mean, look, Pau Gasol was once upon a time traded in the Chris Paul trade. Remember that? And so was Lamar Odom. And that's when they had to get rid of Lamar Odom and his career just fell off after that. Pau did come back, but he was never emotionally the same. And Pau is a lot more emotionally stable than DeMarcus Cousins has ever been in his life. So they called the attorneys. They started splitting up the assets. I think it's done. The question becomes, what about the Lakers? Is that in their best interest? Especially when they could have a Jahlil Okafor who may not have some of the rebounding talent, some of the shooting talent that Cousins has. But he also doesn't have the baggage that DeMarcus Cousins has. Look, I get the idea of trading, if you're the Lakers, trading for DeMarcus Cousins, because it's a lot like going out right now and buying the iPhone 6. Right? When you're the guy waiting in line for the iPhone 6, you're like, man, the biggest iPhone ever. I can't wait. I don't know how long the battery lasts. I don't know how seamlessly it streams. Bluetooth, all the new different tricks that I think this thing does, but I just use it for email, text, and music. Anyway, the point is, again, that unknown factor, the new phone, really cool gadgetry, but isn't it better to get it after it's been out for 3 months when you get a little bit of a discount? You know the glitches, but you also know you're getting an iPhone 6. You know that here's a guy that has a turbulent personality. You know the cost in it in max contract. But you know that push comes to shove, he can give you 20 and 10.
that the guy can play if you can put up with everything else with him. Yes, Kluke.
But with Kevin Love and LaMarcus Aldridge being free agents, how does it benefit the Lakers to give up the number two pick for someone who plays the same position?
Same position as who?
DeMarcus Cousins, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Love.
Two of them are free agents. I think you can play those guys together.
Which guys?
DeMarcus Cousins with either the other two.
You're saying sign one of them and trade for Cousins.
Correct. Why not do one when you can do both? Look, this is also the... I think that's kind of the big story tonight. What I like about the draft is oftentimes it's a good tell for what a team wants to do, right? Like people are saying the Knicks want this guy. Yeah, but the Knicks think they're getting Greg Monroe. So if you know you're getting Greg Monroe, you know you have Carmelo Anthony, what else are you going to put on the floor for your basketball team, right? Do you want more shooting around them? Do you need another guard around them? You got to have kind of a plan. Doesn't mean it all comes together, but even though free agency hasn't started, it's kind of already started. I've told you for a long time, I think Kevin Love ends up in Los Angeles. Of course, I'm